FIFA opens condolence book for multiple journalist deaths at Qatar World Cup. By Francis Martel on December 14, 2022. So many journalists have died at the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar that the global soccer organization announced on Tuesday it had reserved areas in its media centers for condolence books to honor the dead. The sudden death of American soccer journalist Grant Wall shocked the world last week, as the reporter was 49 years old and had made headlines shortly before his death for attempting to wear a shirt with a pro-LGBT message to a World Cup game. Qatar, a notoriously repressive Sharia state, has prohibited sports fans from wearing rainbows or anything that may be associated with LGBT identity, sometimes resulting in mistaken physical assaults against people bearing unrelated rainbow symbols. Hours after reports confirmed Wall's death, Qatari photojournalist Khalid Al-Mislam also experienced what was described as a sudden death. Al-Mislam was believed to be in his 40s and no public reports have revealed an explanation for his death. The two deaths brought renewed attention this week to Roger Pearce, a 43-year veteran technical director with the United Kingdom's ITV Sports who passed away covering the World Cup in early November. The three journalists join a security guard who died on Tuesday while on duty in Qatar's Lusail Stadium and between 400 and 6,500 migrant workers believed to have died building the state-of-the-art facilities Doha required to host the tournament. FIFA published images on social media on Tuesday of condolence centers for the three journalists and media rooms at World Cup stadiums. "Our thoughts remain with your families and friends," the official FIFA media page offered. Wall's wife, Celine Gounder, revealed on Wednesday that an autopsy found her husband died of an ascending aortic aneurysm, issuing a statement dismissing any concerns of foul play involved in his death. "No amount of CPR or shocks would have saved him. His death was unrelated to Chinese coronavirus. His death was unrelated to vaccination status. There was nothing nefarious about his death," Gounder said. NPR noted in reporting on his death that Wall had publicly lamented his poor health shortly before traveling to the World Cup, revealing he had developed bronchitis and concluding, "My body finally broke down on me." Only some days ago, Grant was recognized by FIFA and APES for his contribution to reporting on 8 consecutive FIFA World Cups, and his career also included attendance at several FIFA Women's World Cups, as well as a host of other international sporting events, FIFA President Gianni Infantino said in a statement last week following his death. "His love for football was immense and his reporting will be missed by all who follow the global game." Qatar's Golf Times announced Khalid Al-Mislam's death less than a day after Wall's. Al-Mislam, a Qatari, died suddenly while covering the FIFA World Cup Qatar 2022. "We believe in Allah's mercy and forgiveness for him, and send our deepest condolences to his family," the Golf Times said in a statement. "We are all Allah's and to him we return." ITV published an extensive homage to Pearce, who was set to retire at the end of the year, on November 22. The network stated that Pearce passed away suddenly in his hotel overnight. Roger has been such a popular figure in the department for many years. "Anyone who worked with Roger enjoyed his company and couldn't help but smile when he was around," ITV controller of sport Mark Demuth said in a statement published by the network. "Roger was the person who made it all happen. Whether he was on site at a minor non-league ground or working across a complex technical operation such as this World Cup." The mysterious death of a security guard on Saturday, identified as John Nyauki Buye, added to the somber mood after authorities confirmed the incident on Tuesday. Nyauki Buye reportedly suffered a serious fall, Reuters reported, but no other details are publicly available at press time. Qatar was already facing global condemnation as World Cup host for years, as human rights groups and journalists documented widespread deaths among migrant workers forced into building stadiums, hotels, and other facilities for the event. Under the now allegedly abolished kafala system, employers confiscated worker passports, and the government offered no recourse for abused or unpaid workers, creating an atmosphere that activists have stated is akin to slavery. The UK Guardian reported in 2021 that as many as 6,500 people died working to organize the tournament. For years, Qatari officials claimed only 40 work deaths had occurred related to World Cup sites, claiming the vast majority occurred at work but were caused by Chinese coronavirus or other unrelated conditions. In late November, after the tournament had begun, Qatari Supreme Committee for Delivery and Legacy leader Hassan Al-Thawadi claimed the true death toll was somewhere between 400 and 500. Migrant workers have continued to stage protests against their abuse in Qatar following the purported abolition of kafala. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.